from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
All right, the latest on Brandon Ayuk is that, according to Albert Breer, who previously reported the Steelers offered Ayuk $28 million, is now saying, JK, LOL, the Steelers are actually offering Brandon Ayuk less than the 49ers. So that's the latest on that situation. Here's my read on that. I think that San Francisco continues to want to paint Brandon Ayuk as the bad guy here. Oh, we're close. We just can't get over the finish line. We've made him an offer. There's one thing left to do. He's just got to sign on the dotted line. That's been the report for like a week.
Mm-hmm.
And now I think they're trying to paint Brandon Ayuk as this guy. Oh, now he doesn't want to be in San Francisco. He's still conflicted, even though the Steelers aren't going to pay him more than we are going to pay him. That's my read on the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think the Steelers have made a competitive offer. I think the Steelers have offered him $28 million. Everything I'm hearing is that, not that they have offered him less than the 49ers are offering.
Wouldn't that have come out before? Wouldn't he would have shown that. I mean, because, you know, with other opportunities of him putting it out there, like even on his Instagram, like, wouldn't he have spoken about that, or we've known about, like, oh, well, why are we even entertaining the Steelers as a legit option if they would have lowballed him?
I agree with that. Why? I think if the Steelers lowballed Brandon Ayuk,
he'd have been like, see ya.
Yeah, this is not a guy that takes well to being quote-unquote disrespected. Brandon Ayuk is in the situation he's in right now because he doesn't feel valued with San Francisco. So if he didn't feel valued by the Steelers, he wouldn't look at the Steelers as an option anymore.
He'd have put him in the category with the Patriots and the Browns.
Yes, it'd be done. And yeah. Now the question would be, is he holding out into the season, or is he going to get the deal done before the season? But the Steelers wouldn't factor into the math at all. So I think that the 49ers continue to put stuff out there to try to win the battle of public relations, knowing that they may well still trade him. And when they do, they don't want to be looked at as the organization that gave Brandon Ayuk away for a couple of draft picks. They want to be looked at as an organization that got what they could. Way to go. Way to get something for this malcontent guy who wants to go someplace else and play for less money. Mm-hmm. I think that's what they're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got Grant Cohn. Remember the guy who did the old Gatorade video?
Oh, yeah.
From SI. He wrote this yesterday. Quote, I think Ayuk will hold out for an offer the 49ers ultimately won't make. Then he'll sit out the first few weeks of the season, and finally the 49ers will trade him to the Steelers for picks, which they'll send to a third team for a veteran wide receiver who currently isn't on the trade market. So that's a prediction from a guy who's big time in the know and reports on Gatorade colors and t-shirt colors and things of that nature.
Yes.
So there you go. There's the latest on Brandon Ayuk.
And I think that you asked the question, like, does that change the vision of what the Steelers could be this year and competitive-wise within the division? Like, does that inhibit them of finishing last? And, yeah, it does. Because of everything that we just talked about before, of all the other teams having other options if somebody does go down for injury. Like if George were to go down and you did have Ayuk, you wouldn't miss a beat. Another and the other guys could make up for George's production, and you can get creative with that. That's why that he is so vital, I think, to the Steelers' success this year, and if they do get it done or not. If they don't, I don't think that they won't have success, but it's not going to be the success that they were hoping.
Mm-hmm.
It's just impossible. In my opinion, it's impossible. You watched the game the other night.
Yeah.
You ain't separating from anybody.
No.
You're not creating any splash plays, any big plays. Especially if your O-line isn't holding up. Like, you got to get open.
You go offensive line. If you're just basing it off of Saturday's game, biggest concerns coming out, offensive line and wide receiver for me are neck and neck. And then I think you don't even get to quarterback on my list.
I haven't really even thought about it, honestly.
You can't get an evaluation of these guys right now.
No. It really doesn't even... It doesn't even bother me. Like, they didn't look great because they didn't have a supporting cast. Like, I'm rolling with Russell Wilson. Justin Fields is going to be the guy that learns. Like, I'm always going to be there. Like,
did you hear that Stephen A. and Orlovsky, who's a big film guy, both said that Russ was showing his old warts holding on to the football too long?
I heard that.
Are you box score merchants? I think they might be. I certainly think Stephen A. is, because they ask him to talk about every team in the league. He can't possibly be watching every team in the National Football League.
And he's not a football guy. Like, he does a great job, makes a lot of money, and he's done things well in his respective industry and in our industry. But like, he isn't. What is he looking? Does he know what a check down is? Like, does he know what certain calls? Does he know whenever a guy's hot? Does he know whenever somebody turns over a blitz because of a certain protection and a slide protection? Like, he doesn't know that.
No. He sees box score, Russ Wilson, sacked 3 times. Oh, he must have been holding on to the ball.
And then you got Dan, who does know that stuff, but Dan is probably just going back to like, okay, like I know Russell Wilson and what he likes to do and what gets him in trouble, and this looks like this gets him in trouble, and I'm just going to say, okay, like he should have made this read. Like, Dan knows how fast that is. The one play that Dan broke down, whenever he threw to the flat, and then there was a slant that could have possibly been stuck in there, do you know how fast that's happening, how fast that window closes? He knows that. I don't know why he said that.
And he's immediately under pressure. I mean,
like, you want him to stick it in there and try to throw that slant there? Like, that's just ridiculous. The guy wasn't open. And if it was a tight window, and I know NFL throws are tight, but Dan knows that you should go to the flat there if something doesn't look clear.
Dan has always wanted it to be Justin Fields, and so his analysis, I think, is reflecting that.
That's
now.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Predetermined.
Russ is holding it on to the ball too long. Is he? Because Broderick Jones got knocked on his ass, and then Russ Wilson has -5 seconds to throw the football. Not to use hyperbole. Back to Ayuk. Because the receivers, not getting open. I put up that Twitter poll, and it's early times yet. But do you still want Brandon Ayuk? 54% to 46% say yes.
Mm-hmm.
But that number is shrinking and shrinking and shrinking. The available evidence we have, Steelers offense right now, not playing well. Wide receivers, big hole. And yet, we're seeing less and less Steelers fans, fewer and fewer Steelers fans want Brandon Ayuk. I think it's just because people are sick of it. I think people are sick of talking about him, and they probably now predetermined in their minds, we're not going to get him, so I'm just going to vote no, I don't want Brandon Ayuk.
I know one thing, Crowley, and we know this city better than probably a lot of people. If they do get Brandon Ayuk, he better be a star. Because if he's not, all this hype and all this time and all this investment into his name, if the Steelers somehow miraculously get him, he better be a 1,500 to 1,600, 10-touchdown wide receiver for the Steelers this year. If he's not,
I'm with you on that.
Seriously.
I'm absolutely with you on that.
If he goes out there and has like 800 yards and like 3 touchdowns, good luck.
Yeah, you're going to get your face booed off, man.
Yep.
And you'll deserve it because you made a big stink and you're going to get paid and there are going to be draft picks that go the other way. If he's here, yeah, if you're not a stud.
He has to be a stud.
Yes. You got to be out. You got to be going out there outperforming George Pickens almost weekly.
Every game.
Yeah.
Every game.
That's a good point by you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.